Yeah, I think it's a very good question that you're raising, because there is a difference between private, personal prayer and the verses that we, Emil, brought out yesterday in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, praying in your closet. That prayer, that type of prayer, is between you and God. And the kinds of expressions that you might make in that private prayer may range from very personal exercises and burdens that you have. They may be personal in terms of your family. They may relate to certain needs that have that you would not necessarily bring to a public setting in the assembly and pray for that. An example or examples that we have as to collective items in collective prayer when we meet as an assembly, you see that in the prayers of the Apostle Paul, right? Many of those expressions really relate to the spiritual growth and development of the saints, the testimony. You know, we pray for those who are sick. So it's there may be some broader items in public prayer, right, relating to many who are sick, laid aside, the foreign mission fields. I wouldn't necessarily stand and pray in the public prayer to help my daughter be more so-and-so, or to help my son in this particular, if he has some sort of difficulty. That would be reserved for the prayer in my closet. So I think collective prayer brings in the thought of that which is more collective with the assembly, and really it's helpful if it's more on the line of the spiritual growth and development of the saints at large and the testimony. Others may have some thoughts as well.
I wonder if also you have this aspect with an assembly that it's a picture of the whole body of Christ, and to think that the whole body of Christ is thinking of Peter here. And also we know, I mean, when you're with yourself, the Holy Spirit indwells us and the Lord's always by our side and he's always there, he's omnipresent. But in an assembly meeting, when you have people gathered together, the Lord is in the midst. He's where two or three are gathered unto my name, there am I in the midst. So when you have this assembly gathering, there's the thought that the Lord is in the midst there. I don't know if that sort of...
Yeah, but I think what you're saying, Matt, is very helpful, and I think to carry it out a little further, that assembly prayer is not just for the assembly at Wayne.
That's right.
Or at Clarkson Avenue. Assembly prayer encompasses every blood-bought saint of God. So when we are praying in our local assemblies, let's always remember to bear in mind that the assembly expands beyond those with whom we walk in practical fellowship worldwide. It expands beyond that. It encompasses every blood-bought saint of God. And so that the truth of the assembly, even though it may not be carried out by many companies, yet we should be exercised that what there is of God in the assembly should be known.
See that in Elijah, his altar had all 12 stones.
That's right.
And Hezekiah, when he wanted to have sacrifices, he invited everybody.
Yeah.
The same thing with Josiah. Mm-hmm. It's an aspect of, though we may look weak, we're all still in God's eyes one body.
Yes. I think we can always pray for the gospel. Mm-hmm. The gospel is not preached as much amongst us as it is many others. Mm-hmm. We can pray for the fellowship which we recognize and own that we are a part of. Mm-hmm. But what a wonderful thing to be able to go beyond that and to ask the Lord's blessing on the household of faith. Now that's far greater, isn't it?
Yeah.
That encompasses many that we don't know, we maybe couldn't walk with even, but we know they belong to Him. I think there's another thing that needs to be said. And I don't think that we want to go home and correct our older brethren in the prayer meetings that we're in at home. We should be very careful about that. Sometimes the best example is what we do, not what we say. But many times our prayer meetings consist of Johnny, Billy, Sue, and Mary are sick, and Lord, we want you to help them get better, and Harry's out of a job, and we're on a very low level, and often many things that are more appropriately prayed for by you and I at home. But what about the spiritual growth amongst us? What about the brothers and the sisters? What about the things that we see God is doing? Well, they're things that ought to be mentioned in public prayer. If somebody prays for somebody individually, now we don't want to go up and correct them. That's not the point. But you've asked the difference between what is public generally involves what is corporate. I think that we can say that. If there is a specific need, well, here was one. Maybe a brother, maybe a leader amongst us is sick. I think it's right that we locally would pray for that one during that time of need. But generally, it's more than just the weaknesses and the sicknesses that we are experiencing locally in our wee little circle.
You were following up on him. Go ahead.
You wanted to say something, Dave. You're going to say it to me, I assume.
Yeah. No, just following up on what you're saying, and right. I think Tony mentioned earlier in terms of the apostles' prayers, because, yes, if we want to get the character of assembly prayer, please read the five prayers of the Apostle Paul. They will give us the character of the assembly prayer, and you'll discover that each prayer is less than a minute or two, so that we can have a good 10 of us praying in a prayer meeting, right? Now, certainly we're not omitting the fact, as you're saying, some of the needs that may be personal and come up. But we cannot allow that to be our predominant thing, because very often, sometimes in prayer, you hear prayer meetings beginning with, Lord, we pray for sister so-and-so, and for brother so-and-so, who's this, and needing a job, and sick, and so, as important as that is. But I think the predominant piece of our assembly prayer exercise should always be the exercises of the Apostle Paul, if we get a chance to read those five prayers. There are two in Ephesians, one in Philippians, one in Thessalonians, and which is the other one that I missed? And Colossians.
But this was a specific special prayer meeting
for
the release of Peter. They were gathering, and the object of that prayer meeting, of that assembly prayer meeting, is that the Lord would intervene. Because look, what Herod was trying to do, he's knocking the basis of everything. He got James because you have James, Peter. He got James out. Now, if he gets Peter out, you know, we'll have John, and he will try to destroy Christianity. It's wonderful when you get to the end of the chapter, it was Herod who died.
Yes.
And Christianity multiplied everywhere. That's how the chapter ends. The word of God multiplied, and the believers multiplied, and Herod died. That's how God works. That's how prayer works. But the purpose of that prayer meeting was for Peter. Sometimes we might have a special prayer meeting because there is a specific situation that we need to pray for that is different than a closet prayer meeting or the regular assembly prayer meeting where we have said we might mention needs.